I'm going to be reading from the book of Acts, chapter 8, and I'm starting from verse 4, and then after a few verses, I'm going to move on to verse 26. And if you don't have a Bible, you can probably see it on the screen behind me, so don't worry. Right. Acts chapter 8, verses 4-8. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. And now on to verse 26. Philip and the Ethiopian. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candake, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they travelled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in my way of being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. And this is the word of God. Andrew.
Good morning. Good to see you all. Great weekend. I've been up in the Lake District Friday night and Saturday. We've got a whole gang of men up there in the Lake District, and we were doing good things like climbing mountains yesterday and enjoying ourselves. That was cool. One of the things about Sunday gatherings here at Fullwood is that the gatherings team, the kind of heartbeat, is that we long for people to meet with God through worship and through the Word. Those are the kind of two focus of what we believe Sunday's about. It's very simple. It's not rocket science, but again and again and again, we keep reminding ourselves that's our prayer. We long for people to meet with God through the Word and through worship. And so one of the things that the preachers team, the speakers team does is a couple of times a term we meet. We look back on how things are going, how we're doing, and ask questions about that. But then also we pray forwards and plan forwards. And so most terms we'll come up with a little brochure like this, which you get. You got it last week, take it away. And we plan series, but then between series we also give space for speakers just to come and bring what they sense is on God's heart for us. Last Sunday night we began a series where we're going to just speak through and teach and preach through 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians in the autumn evening. So please, and that's what we're going to come and do. But in the morning we begin a series just simply looking at how people came to Christ and who brought them. In other words, what's going on when somebody makes this journey from maybe a million miles from the cross and then finds themselves giving their lives to Christ? And what were the people around them or the person around them? What was going on with them? So our prayer is that for Christians, we can learn a little bit about how we can share good news with other people. But also for some of us who may not be in that place yet, where we're kind of thinking, is this stuff all true? Is it right? Is it for me? That we can make that journey. And we want to do that on Sundays. We want to do it through things like the Alpha course or through the venue where you get a chance to ask questions and things like that. But this morning we're going to simply begin that series and look at, for some of us, a famous passage, the passage that Dave read. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Now, you know I like story, and when I was preparing this, I thought, this might work as a story. So there's two chapters to this story. There's the story of the eunuch, and then chapter two is the story of Philip. So here goes, the eunuch. I was a victim. My manhood was taken from me for other people's purposes. I served Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. Far be it for me to be trusted with my own manhood. No, to serve the queen, I had to be a eunuch. Some live under their burdens. Somehow I lived with mine. Beyond the pain and the shame of being a no one, a no man, I gained dignity and respect and promotion. I travelled, I held high office, but beyond any fulfilments, I longed for real meaning, for true purpose. I had a hole in my heart, a longing for life that other things could not fulfil. I had spiritual desires. I was able to travel. I could search. I could research. And finally, I was led to Jerusalem, the God of the Hebrews, the Jews. One God, no other, just and firm, yet full of love. My official duties allowed me to go to Jerusalem to see, to learn more, but especially to worship. The temple was amazing, full of hustle and bustle, but also full of mystery. There was this area, the Gentile court. I was allowed in there, but no further. You see, I was a foreigner, Gentile, and a eunuch. That kept me out. But beyond, deeper in was their worship, sacrifices for sin. I learned of a holy of holies, a place where the very presence of God was. The wall kept me out, but the mystery, the meaning, drew me in. My desire drew me in. I managed to buy some of their scripture. One of their great prophets, Isaiah. I was so excited to read it. I began to roll it out as I traveled back across the desert. Some of it was full of exciting promise, of bright hope, even for people like me. Listen to this. Let no foreigner who is bound to the Lord say, "The Lord will surely exclude me from his people." And let no eunuch complain, "I'm only a dry tree." For this is what the Lord says. To the eunuchs who keep my holy day, who choose what pleases me, who hold fast to my promises, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons or daughters. I'll give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. The sovereign Lord declares. He who gathers the exiles of Israel says, I will gather still others besides those already gathered. What's that for me? Could I hope to be included? I read more. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter. And as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. Now that, I definitely didn't understand. No descendants. Well, I could identify with that. That was me all over, being a eunuch, no children and all. But led like a lamb to the slaughter. What was that about? I didn't understand. Well, that was another amazing adventure for God. Sometimes I just scratch my head in wonder at where the Holy Spirit leads me. My name is Philip. I love sharing God's good news. I'd been working in a place called Samaria. Not a place where the leaders of the church, like Peter and John in Jerusalem, self-respecting Jews, would have gone. But I had a Greek background. And when I began to share about Jesus with the Samaritans, they responded. People were healed. People were released from the grip of dark powers. It was so powerful. They came to Christ, they were baptized. It caused such a stir that back in Jerusalem, when they heard about it, the big leaders, Peter and John, came down to see what was going on. When they realized these people had come to Christ, they took time to pray for them, to lay hands on them, so these people would be filled with the presence and the life-changing power of God the Holy Spirit. It was wonderful. People finding Jesus. To cap it all, the next thing I knew, an angel, a messenger from God, was stood in front of me, telling me to go out into the desert. Well, that was a long journey, but I made it. You don't argue with those beings, you just do what they say. And so there I found myself in the dust of the desert, wondering why I was there. And then I knew. I saw a chariot. And the Spirit of God within me told me to get alongside. To my amazement, this Ethiopian was reading from the prophet Isaiah. Words all about Jesus. Do you understand what you're reading? I asked. He invited me to sit with him and explain. I climbed on board. Never been in an E-type chariot. Ethiopian-type chariot before. He wanted to know who the lamb to the slaughter was. What an invitation. What an invitation. You know, the best times to ever tell anybody the good news is when they ask. To listen to God the Holy Spirit, but to wait for them to ask. Sometimes we get under this pressure to feel like we've got to tell, or we should tell, or we must tell. But the best tips I can give you is what I'd learned to do. Listen to God the Holy Spirit and wait for them to ask. And so he asked, what does this Lamb of God mean? And I shared. I shared about Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God who died on a cross. I shared about how his sins could be forgiven because of the cross and how he could come to God through his Son. I shared about the resurrection and how the power of the resurrection could work in him, and that by believing and confessing Jesus Christ as his Lord and as his Savior, he could be forgiven and live forever. I shared about baptism and how that was a wonderful sign of the new way of life that you've been given in Jesus. And I could tell with joy that he hung on every word, that he drunk in, soaked in everything that I said. Then, just as the chariot drove by a wadi, by water, he stopped me and said, "Look, here's water. What's to stop me from being baptized right now?" So we stopped. We got out. And I baptized him there in the name of the Father. And in the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Spirit. Rejoicing. He went on his way rejoicing. I and all of heaven rejoiced. You know, you too can come to Jesus today. It may be that you sense or feel like you might be a million miles away and you've got 1,000 questions. Or for some of us, we may have been kind of on a journey towards Jesus, towards the cross for a while. But we may be in the place where that Ethiopian eunuch was, gone to Jerusalem and found he was shut out, heard about Jesus and found that he was welcomed in. That might be you. And this morning you could pray a very simple prayer that is just the beginning. Just the beginning, but it's a great prayer to pray. And if you've never prayed a prayer like this before, but you know in your heart the sense that that's what I long to do. How this Ethiopian found Jesus, I long to do that too. Then we're just going to take a moment of quietness where you can do that. And just in the quietness, pray this prayer. So let's pray together. And the prayer goes like this: Lord Jesus, I know you love me. And that your death on the cross meant that you took the punishment for sin which I deserve. Please forgive me and clean me from all my guilt and shame. I confess you now as Lord of my life. Please receive me as a child of God and fill me with the life-changing presence of your Spirit. If that prayer's right for you, then just in the quietness, pray. Jesus said, in order to come into his kingdom, into his presence, we need to be like little children. And if we've taken that step this morning, then imagine it's just like a little toddler beginning to walk and taking those very first steps. And we don't want to patronize you, but we'd love to help you. And if you prayed that prayer, that the Bible says that the next step is to tell somebody. And I'd love it if you told me or you told Dave, who's hosting the service this morning, or any of the band, or any of the prayer team that around after the service who wear purple lanyards. And we'd love to give you a gift. We'd love to give you a brand new Bible and just a little booklet called Every Day with Jesus for New Christians. It helps you with Bible readings, helps you with beginning to understand more of the journey you're beginning. And God's beginning in you. But don't be afraid to come and tell us. And we'd love to give you a gift and to pray with you. God bless you. Stay on the journey. Thanks, team.